हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे. यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः. In all these verses, when we understand our Upanishad, our Shastra, all our Shastrams present the absolute reality as the cause of the universe. Karanam, Jagat Karanam. Even in this verse which we read just now, Yasmat Jatam Jagat Sarvam Yasminneva Praliyate Yena idam dharyate tasmai gyanatmane namaha. Who is gyanatma? One who is in that reality which is in the form of pure knowledge. He is implied by the term Brahman. And it is from that Brahma, them sarvam jatam, the whole jagat has come into existence. It exists in that very Brahman. And also it resolves in that very Brahman. Jagat is non-separate from Brahman. Before its manifestation, it is non-separate. It remains unmanifested, undifferentiated in Brahman. It becomes manifest also, it's not outside of Brahman. It resolves also, it again resolves, abides in Brahman only. So Jagat being absolutely non-separate from Brahma, the whole Jagat is Brahma. And the whole Jagat being Brahman is understood means when you understand Brahman as Jagat Karanam, then the Ishvara status is attributed to Brahman. Where is Ishvara otherwise? There is no God otherwise. This God, Lord, Bhagavan is nothing other than the truth. Truth alone is given this title of Ishvara. And that capacity to become manifest as the universe, to exist, to be in the existence of the universe, and resolve the universe back into itself, is said to be Shakti, which is also non-separate, isn't it? So there's no Shakti independently which can exist outside of this reality. Therefore, Shakti is Mithya. The Jagat is also Mithya. Mithya means what? It has no independent existence. Therefore, we say it's Mithya. And the Adhishthana, what is that which is ever of the nature of changelessness and remaining as it is by its mere presence lends existence to the Jagat is Satyam Brahma. When you look at this whole cosmos as Brahma, we look at whole cosmos as Ishvara. The whole, which is inclusive of every one of us, everything in this universe. Then we say macrocosmic being, because there's one Satyam, the Purushaha, who is praised, glorified in Purusha Sukta, who is revered as Shudraha in Shudra Prashnaha, isn't it? The whole is Ishvara. The whole is appearance of Ishvara. Therefore, the macrocosmic being is Param All. And every one of us uptering as the, like a wave is what now? இஸ் சிறிய ஆள். ஐடென்டிட்டி கோஸ் தஸ் ஒன்லி பெருமாள், தென் வி ஆர் ஆல்சோ பெருமாள். தட்ஸ் வை ஐ ஹவ் பிளேஸ் ரிக்வெஸ்ட் டு ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ, நோ வாட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங், த ஹோல் ஜெகத் இஸ் ஈஸ்வரா, மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹோல் பீயிங் மகா பெருமாள், மேக்ரோ காஸ்மிக் பீங். So every part of the universe is part of Bhagavan, one order of Ishvara. Whichever part becomes affected, no, whether a tiny finger gets affected, we the whole body gets affected. Any one organ is affected, the whole body gets affected. So whichever part of the world is affected, and we know what's happening, it will affect the whole world. Because nothing is outside of Bhagavan at the whole. That is why we have to be more prayerful, intensely and more fervently prayerful, so that somehow all these, what we can do our best is praying to Bhagavan, seek Bhagavan's grace to see that these things resolve without causing much of the damage to humanity and other natural resources. Okay, because morning news made me say this, isn't it? It's not very nice to hear what's being heard now. Yasmat jatam jagat sarvam yasminneva praliyate yenerandharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. ஓம் ப்ரஹ்ம விதாப்னோதி பரம் ததேஷாப்யுக்தா சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் ப்ரஹ்ம யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன் சோஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் ஸஹ ப்ரஹ்மணா விபச்சிதேதி. சத்யம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் ப்ரஹ்ம அண்ட் யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம், that is the Rig Mantra. A mantra is a mantra which informs the availability of Brahman for recognition. Where is Brahman available for recognition? In the cave of Buddhi. As though hidden. Nothing can hide Brahman. Non-coverable reality. I told you many times why non-coverable Brahman. That's why Nirvanam Brahma. Non-coverability is the nakedness of Brahma. Why non-coverable? All-pervasiveness. Sarvagatatvat. Satyatvat. Ekatvat. Sukshmatamatvat. Niravayavatvat. Advitiyatvat. There is no second thing other than, there is no parallel reality other than Brahma which can cover Brahman. The two things must be there, one can try to cover the other. As the only Brahma. Therefore, this, there is no place, no time, no object where Brahman is not, that Brahma was to is available for recognition only where it is manifest. And mind happens to be the subtlest of the material products. It is the mind where antahkaranam, buddhi guha, where Brahma is available for recognition. Therefore, the mantra very clearly states, as though hidden, non-coverable Brahman, as though hidden, is available for recognition in the cave of mind. This Rig Mantra alone needed further unfoldment, further explanation, vartikam vrittihi. Therefore, the Brahmana Upanishad mantras, Taittiriya Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad. And we see so whole sixth anuvaka is further explanation. But the whole section is explanation, the commentary on the Trig Mantra only. The whole section, whole Brahmanandavalli, can say that. And especially sixth anuvaka is specifically a commentary on that particular Rig Mantra. What we have been seeing now. Isn't it? And Buddhi Guha, why it's called Buddhi is called Guha, cave. The two reasons, I told you many times in my other Upanishad classes, I explained to you already, isn't it? Buddhi is not really a cave, it's like a cave. Why? Because when the Buddhi is constituted of countless number of thought modification, vritti parinama samuhaha. So, and all these thought forms, so memory is in the form of thoughts, cognitions, perceptions, everything is in the form of thoughts, emotions are in the form of thoughts, all are thoughts only. And then subtle thought. Thought is something to be understood in terms of, when you from experience, you can understand what thought is. If you experience desire, anger, etc., you can understand they're all in the form of thoughts. Even thought, you can understand that thought is very subtle. So the varieties of thoughts, and which are divided into many groups, like the four groups as Manaha, Buddhi, Chittam, Ahankaraha, everything, whole Antahkaranam. So all of them are objects of knowledge. Emotions are objects of knowledge. Desire, anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, etc., objects of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. Enthusiasm, cheerfulness, everything is object of knowledge. Perception, object of knowledge. So memory is object of knowledge. Even ahankara is object of knowledge. And what is ahankara here? Very important to understand. I sense the knowledge of self-existence in terms obtaining in the form of thought, in terms of I am, is aham, asmita, asmiti jnanam. Asmita. That jnanam, it unless and until there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, the self-consciousness, self-awareness, which is not there. No other thought can be there. If knowledge of self-existence is not there, the knowledge of the existence of the world is not possible. Therefore, everything else except this aham vrittihi, aham asmi iti jnanam, obtaining in the form of a thought, all other thoughts, any other thought can be there only if there's knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. Therefore, we say, when you enter into the cave in search of a treasure hunt, treasure, and you can go, keep, you can keep on going into the cave, until you arrive at the dead end of the cave. Or at the dead end of the cave, beyond which you cannot move anymore. You have to stop. You keep on searching, you keep on moving into the cave, imagine. And you arrive at the end of the cave, dead end of the cave, and you can't move because that's that the cave ends. You have to stop there. Like that. This aham vrittihi, vritti jnanam, the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, also what vritti jnanam, the manifest knowledge. That is the dead end of the mind, as towards dead end of the mind. And we, in Brahma Jnanavali Mala, many years ago, we had a camp Manjakudi. I explained this stotram, not a stotram, it's a Nidhyasana Param stotram. And there, all we do is, what is this knowledge of self-existence? What is this I am? Vritti jnanam. What is this vritti jnanam? It comes and goes. Where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? It is not there always. If it is always there, then we cannot have an experience of deep sleep state. The possibility of the deep sleep state experience is because this vritti jnanam comes and goes. Aham asmi, I am. Knowledge of self-existence comes and goes. If it is there, it's a waking state which resolves a deep sleep state. So this jnanam being an object of knowledge, ahankara, aham asmi iti jnanam, I know I am. When we say I know I am means this knowledge of self-existence also is known to oneself. Knowledge of the existence of the world also is known to oneself. So knowledge is object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge, isn't it? So in the waking state, this knowledge being there is known. I know I am. We can say this. And when this knowledge is not there, we say what? There's ignorance. Whenever there's no knowledge, what is there is ignorance. That which opposed to knowledge is ignorance. So ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is there. Then this ignorance is total ignorance, purna ajnanam. The purna ajnanam is there. Ajnanam is likened to darkness. Ajnanam is there. The whole jagat remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Then the jagat is as good as non-existent for the person who is asleep. So avidya andhakare. Okay. Avidya andhakare. Avidya andhakarena achchayataha prapanchaha in sleep. It is completely covered by darkness of ignorance in sleep. Even then, ignorance is an object of knowledge. So the knower of ignorance in the total ignorance in deep sleep state, the knower of deep sleep state, the knower of existence in deep sleep state, the possibility of the experience of deep sleep state. The possibility of the experience of deep sleep state is because of the experiencer knower obtaining in deep sleep state. That knower of total ignorance, the knower of the bliss experienced in sleep, because of the blankness of mind. Why there is blankness? There is no perception of the world. Why there is no perception? Sense organs are not functional. Why sense organs are not functional? Mind is non-functional. Mind does not back up the sense organs. Vrittis are all resolved. Therefore, no perception of the world, no knowledge of the existence of the world means no interaction with the world possible. Whenever no interaction with the world is not there, contact with the mind of the world is not there. So there cannot be reactions and responses towards the world. So all these emotions remain resolved. Likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, or a jealousy, all these emotions are possible only if there's a interaction. Because the lack of interaction and all these vrittis remain resolved, there is only peace and happy. That's why bliss. So non-experiencelessness of pairs of opposites due to the lack of perception, due to the absence of perception, is bliss. For the means total ignorance, that is possible only in total ignorance, Again, that is because of non-identity. In total, this is, I told many times in my class, but I have to remind you again. Don't think I'm repeating it. It's a must, the part of the teaching. In total ignorance, there is non-identity. When I do not even know I am, how can I have any identity? In total ignorance, in non-identity, there is, okay, bliss, sukham. And but this sukham being there is experienced. Total ignorance is experienced. Always total ignorance, non-identity, bliss go together. So it's available for experience. But when you are in sleep, the experience is happening, knowing is happening, but you do not, because you do not know your own existence, you cannot express it, that's all. Knowing happens. If light is, opaque things shine. Therefore, there is no other experiencer because of whose presence that state of mind, deep sleep state of mind, is known, experienced. The experience of the state is, it said, happens. And on waking up from sleep, one can recollect the experience of one's memory and you can talk about it. Sukham aham aswapsam. I slept well. Kimapi nagnyatam maya. Nothing was known. This possibility of talk about one's deep sleep experience is the presence of oneself in the deep sleep state. And what is that? Who is that experiencer? What is that experiencer? Knower, obtaining in deep sleep state. So, knower of ignorance in deep sleep state is the same knower of the knowledge of self-existence in the waking state. Jnana ajnana yoho jnata. Jnana ajnana yoho jnata, the knower of knowledge and ignorance, is this knowledge of existence of the self and the world. The knower of ignorance of the existence of the self and the world is distinct from, though not distant, from the known knowledge and ignorance. That knower is only a qualification, title attributed to that something which is there. And that something which is there is absolutely formless, abstract. We don't need to disagree with me, agree with me. You have to see there is something which knows. How does it look? Formless. Kandavar Vindilar. It is indescribable, formless, attributeless. But it knows. It knows. Because knowledge is there, experience is there. Why does it know? Knowing is this Swarupam. We never question why does the sun illumine? Illumining is a Swarupam, nature. That is how the sun can be. That's how the reality can be. It knows the knowing is the Swarupam. Therefore, let us use this word, the Swarup, the word Swarupam itself. Okay? Use this word Jnanam itself as the Shastam says, okay? The word Jnanam is taken. Oh, let us use this word jnanam to mean this word vastu in terms of its nature of knowing. That vastu is implied by the term jnanam brahma. Janati iti jnanam. Jnayate anena saram iti jnanam. That by which everything is known is jnanam. And that which knows is jnanam, jnanam brahma. This jnanam only, otherwise said to be chaitanyam, chit, chitihi. Chitihi, chit, chaitanyam, samvit. So beautiful words are to mean the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, shuddham, chaitanyam, jnanam. It is his consciousness, is one, indivisible, undivided, partless, subtlest, so all pervasive, and then attributeless. There's no other way of arriving at it. There's no other way of arriving at this source of manifestation of knowledge. So aham asmi iti jnanam. This jnanam is possible only the when there's a consciousness with vrittihi, antahkarna vrittihi. So any cognition involves two aspects. Pure consciousness cannot become cognition. The vritti by itself cannot even have the status of being existent, cannot even exist. Because vritti is the material product. So whole antahkaranam is the subtlest material product that which is capable of manifesting consciousness. So even though consciousness is all pervasive, it needs sat sukshma shariram. It needs a sukshma material product, subtle material product to manifest. And mind is that subtlest material product that it's capable of manifesting consciousness directly. And what is the distance between mind and consciousness? No distance. That is why, in fact, the best, grossest example we can give is there's no distance between the illuminator light, illumining light, illumination, and the illumined opaque. So there's no distance. That's why sannikarshaha, I want to know this term, sannikarshaha means inseparable distancelessness, closeness. Therefore, the pure consciousness is, even though it's all pervasive, being not available for any pramanam, it can be recognized only when there is manifestation. That is why it's always said, even though everything in this universe is dependent, including the mind, is dependent on consciousness for its existence, but consciousness is non-recognizable unless it becomes manifest. It is dependent on mind for its manifestation. The matter for manifestation. Mutually complementary. So that vritti jnanam aham asmi, aham itself, I, when you say that, what is this I? Where does it come from? It's knowledge. I is knowledge. Aham asmi is jnanam. This knowledge is nothing but analyze it. You have to say vritti as a manifesting medium, the specific vritti, aham vritti, a specific vritti. And the consciousness manifest. Together is aham vritti, aham as vritti jnanam, aham asmiti vritti jnanam. That vritti itself is possible, exists because of chaitanyam only. Therefore, we say that pure consciousness obtaining as the knower experiencer of the ahankara, ahamasmi iti jnanam, is pure consciousness, which is free from the vritti also, which is the source of manifestation, without which there cannot be any ஞானம், விருத்தி ஞானம், அந்த பியூர் கான்ஷியஸ் ஸ்வரூபம், ஸ்வரூப ஞானம் அண்ட் விருத்தி ஞானம் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஸ்வரூப ஞானம் இஸ் அ சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். That's why no knowledge can be created. Any amount of knowledge, anything to be discovered in future, what has been discovered already there in the form of this infinite knowledge, the source of knowledge. The reality which is of the nature of infinitude is the source of infinite knowledge. So new discoveries can happen, but knowledge is always there, already covered. Any new, the fact is what? Any fact remains already covered and it can be discovered. That's a discovery of what is knowledge. And that jnanam is Brahma. That jnanam is implied by tamatma. Understand? Therefore, this is the only way. There's no second, no other way. The reality can be arrived at. So we understand, of course, the reality as pure consciousness is there in the existence of everything that is here. The reality is not available for knowledge. So non-available, not being available for recognition, need should not be mistaken for non-existence. In all the insentient, inert material products also consciousness is. Of course, all the sentient beings also consciousness is. In living beings available for recognition in the form of manifest knowledge, which is, we have told many times, that's what that manifest knowledge is, Ishvara. Pure knowledge is Brahma. Recognizable knowledge is Ishvara. Non-recognizable pure knowledge is Brahma. Manifest, the source of manifestation is Brahma. Therefore, that sentence, Yo Vedanihitam Guhayam, the person, it is available for, Guhayam Nihitam, is available for recognition only in the cave of intellect. And that Brahma, the absolute reality Brahman, being available for recognition as the very swarupam of I, the existence of the I, truth of I, as substance of the substantive I, alone is being available for recognition, the mind alone, is said to be as though entry of Brahman into the Antakarna. Only figurative entry is not real entry. Okay? So two things. The whole Brahman became the Jagat means, as the material cause of the universe, Brahman is always there, already there as the Jagat. Brahman's entry has happened as material cause. As intelligent cause also, Brahman is available for recognition in one's own mind, in the cave of Buddhi, as one's own Swarupam. And you say, as one's own Swarupam, as the very truth of I. What is this first person singular pronoun, I? It's just the knowledge. Now, I is a word used by every individual to refer to oneself. Like every word is used to refer to something or the other. And it's only one word. This first person singular pronoun, I, is the one word used by every individual to refer to oneself. That's a word is expression of knowledge. You cannot say I. You cannot, the word cannot come out when you're fast asleep. The expression of cognition. So word presupposes knowledge. The knowledge presupposes what? The source of its manifestation. Therefore, what is the truth of aham? That's why I remember the words of Pujya Swamiji. If you squeeze the way, what will come out is water. If you squeeze I, what will come out is consciousness. I cannot forget that way he used. I had to remember that those words to remind myself of the teaching. Certain striking words, Swamiji. It's not that we are going to strike, squeeze it. It's just to see there's no substance other than consciousness for the substantive aham. This is what is figuratively said to be, what is that? Brahman, reality, abstract reality being available for recognition, the cave of buddhi. Then the alone is figuratively said to be the entry of reality into it, the creation. There's no other entry. This is the actual meaning. So all the 8 suggestions given by Pranami Vadi, just we have to leave them. Este visa tat praveshaha prakalpyate. Let's go back to yesterday's class where we left. Praveshaha prakalpyate. Prakalpyate means is imagined. Prakalpayati, kalpayati, imagines. Kalpayate, kalpayati, imagines. Kalpyate is imagined. Prakarshena kalpyate. Prakalpyate. It is, in a certain way, it is imagined, visualized by the Upanishad. What is imagined? Praveshaha. The entry of Brahman is imagined by the Upanishad. What is the entry? Asyam eva guhayam sarvavikalpaspadaha nirvikalpaha atma adhigantavyaha. Adhigantavyaha. Atma adhigantavyaha. It's all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very content of aham, should be understood, should be arrived at. Where? Guhayam asyam eva guhayam. Only in the cave of intellect. And which atma? Which is free from all divisions and differences, but which is the abode of all divisions. Sarva vikalpas padaha nirvikalpaha. Aspa, that which accommodates all divisions. All divisions, differences enjoy their existence in the indivisible, undivided Atma. Sarvavikalpaspadaha nirvikalpaha Atma, which is nothing but Brahman, which is the Adhishtanam, which should be recognized only in the cave of Buddhi. This is what is imagined by the Upanishad, by the Rishis, as the entry. There's no other entry real. It's a figurative entry. Okay. We'll move on to the next verse. Next, Bhashyam, next part. Having said that, asyameva guhayam, if you go and search for elsewhere, we'll be able to arrive at, in fact, the searcher is Brahma. The searching is Brahma. Whatever is searched, wherever you go and search for is also Brahma. Where whatever you go and search for is also Brahma. There's nothing just not Brahma, but still not available. The one who is searching for is Brahma. What the act of searching is Brahma. The possibility of searching is Brahma. Wherever it is searched for is Brahma, but still you cannot ever arrive at it. The way it says, Nahi anyatra upalabhyate Brahma. See, Brahma anyatra nahi upalabhyate. Brahman is not at all available for recognition. Nahi upalabhyate, not available. at all. The he is what? Indeed, Brahman is not available at all for recognition elsewhere, anyatra. Kimartam nirviseshatvat. Due to the attributelessness. The attribute, some attribute or the other is there for Brahman. It can be somehow made out through some sense organ, some way or the other. Isn't it? Nirviseshatvat, absolutely is attributelessness being the nature of Brahman. It is not available at all for recognition anywhere else other than the cave of intellect. One more thing, why it's cave? I want to remind you. In Tamil, we have the beautiful word kadavul, you know. In fact, it's also like a cave. Now, imagine the whole, the panchakosha, you take it. You first enter the whole physical body, mind, everything is like a cave also. You enter first, as though you enter, not a real entry. You analyze the physical body. You negate it as, no, this is not. Okay, Brahman is not this. Then you move on to pranamaya. Then manomaya. Then vijnanamaya. Then anandamaya. There, as a source of ananda, of all the anandamaya. Isn't it? You arrive at Brahman. As your own surupam. In terms of kadand, don't other people don't worry about it, nothing new I'm saying. Udambe kadand, pranane kadand, manade kadand, buddhe kadand, ulle irupadu pol irupadu. So that which is as though inside. Is inside? No. It is not inside. It has no reality, has no inside and outside. But it is available for recognition as though it's inside. Therefore, kada ul, they say. But it's all pervasive, therefore iraivan. Irendu kadappadal iraivan. Okay. So, anyway, this is something. Another word for guha. Okay. And this is what, why guha? Why Buddha is a cave? Because we had to go crossing over, negating the physical body. It's like entering into the cave. Negating at every level, negation of every experience. Okay, part of experience at every level is like what? Entering and now negating it. And you're going slowly into the cave of body, mind, and complex. Finally, you go, you arrive at the dead end of the cave, which is Buddha, and there. You discover Paramatma, Sanctum Sanctorum. Your mind is Sanctum Sanctorum, and where you discover Bhagavan be installed, Murti, your own Swarupam. Okay, that's why Deha Devalaya Proktaha. Temple is said to be, and the body is revealed as a temple. Anyway. So, anyatra na upalabhyate brahma nirviseshatvat. Nirviseshatvat brahma anyatra na upalabhyate. Sometimes people get restless. Oh, I'm listening to what is already known to me. This is where we fail if we are impatient. We have to be with every word of Shankara to... You know, for suddenly to have some penny drop, you had to be repeatedly listen to the whole thing, even if it is not. Visesha sambandha hi upalabdhi hetuhu drishtaha. So, example is, now we're going to see the example also later on. Visesha sambandha hi upalabdhi hetuhu. See, upalabdhi hi means perception, understanding. Upalabdhi hetuhu means the means of recognizing. Upalabdhehe hetuhu, upalabdhi hetuhu. Hetuhu is the means of recognition, the means of understanding, the means of arriving at, the means of understanding Brahman is what? Visesha sambandha is Brahman's association with Visesha. Visheshena saha sambandha, Visesha sambandha, connect association. Hey, there's nothing other than Brahman. How can you say this association? It's like association of light with any opaque thing. There's no association, but still there's association. Asangepi sangaha. Okay. So visesha here does not mean attribute. Here visesha means any material thing is visesha. Okay, vishaya. But here visesha is specifically the subtlest material product, the mind, the manifesting medium is visesha. Viseshena saha sambandha. Association of this abstract reality consciousness with the manifesting medium, the mind, is the means of understanding, recognition of Brahman. If there's no manifesting medium, still Brahman is. But there's no manifestation not available for recognition. What does it mean? If imagine there's only light, there's no opaque thing at all in the presence of the light. Please imagine, it's only you have to imagine. Then light is there without the qualification of being the illuminator. Light can have the status of being illuminated only if there's an illumined object. Light can be without being the illuminator, even in the absence of opaque thing. Is it clear? But the opaque thing is there, then the light gets the qualification of being illuminated. And in the presence of the light, opaque thing, which cannot shine at all in the absence of light, which shines, draws the attention. Then through the opaque thing which shines, which draws the attention, we search for what is that in whose presence it shines. Then light draws the attention. Understand? Light by itself does not draw the attention. In the presence of the opaque thing, as an illuminator of the opaque thing, light draws the attention. Why does light doesn't draw the attention? Because of its oneness, because of its uniform nature, uniformity, the sameness, motionlessness. See, because of the motionlessness, because of the oneness, because of the uniformity, light doesn't draw the attention. But something shines, something colorful moves. Then that draws the attention. What is the possibility of the colorful movement happening in the light? The possibility of seeing the colorful movement of color, something colorful in the light is because of the light, isn't it? Light. That is how the light draws the attention. Light is recognizable. Light is recognizable. In the same way, the presence of the opaque thing as a reflecting medium serves as a means of light's association of opaque thing. Here helps us recognize the existence of the light. So it is not the means of the existence of the light. Means of recognition of the existence of light. What needs to be recognized is the existence, not the light. In the same way here, mind is the association of consciousness, Brahman, with the manifesting medium. Mind becomes the means of recognition of the existence of Brahman. We have to recognize the existence. So nothing can lend existence to Brahman. But the manifesting medium does not, cannot give existence to Brahman, because it itself depends on Brahman for its very existence. But it's a means of recognition of the existence. Upalabdhi hetuhu. So he says, Visesha sambandha hi upalabdhi hetuhu. Drishtaha, this has been understood very clearly. So manifest consciousness alone is recognizable. The pure consciousness is not recognizable because of its attributelessness. The example is given. Yatha rahoho chandra arka visesha sambandha. Rahuhu, Ukaranda Shabda, okay? Rahuhu is a shadowed planet. You cannot find, go and search for Rahu, you can't find it in any orbit. The shadow planet appears, is available for recognition only when it has the connection with sun and the moon. The solar eclipse and the moon, solar lunar eclipse, whenever it happens, then we find this, there's a snake, engulfing snake. So just the appearance, Rahu Graha. So of course we know what is lunar, I don't explain to you. If the eclipse happens, then the Rahu is available. The earth's shadows falls in the moon. Then you have what now? Lunar, find the Rahu. So, without the association with the moon, there is no lunar eclipse. Without association with the sun, there is no solar eclipse. You can't see the Rahu. So here, so sambandha with the mind, the manifesting medium, is the means of recognizing the existence of Brahman. For recognition only, we need the manifesting medium, not for existence. Okay. Evam antahkarana guhatma sambandha. Antahkarana guha. Atma sambandha brahmanaha upalabdhi hetuhu. In this manner, the association, connection of Atma, is all pervasive abstract reality Atma with the unique material mind stuff, material stuff, the mind, antakana sambandha, is the means of recognition of Brahman. Brahmanaha upalabdhi hetuhu. Again, how? Why not? Brahman is all pervasive, not everywhere. Sannikarshat. There is what? Sannikarshaha. So sannikarshaha is what? The direct, close, immediate association. Except the mind, the sense organs, even the subtle sense powers, all 10 subtle powers of organs of actions, then the whole physical body, and anything external to the physical body, all these become, you know, recognized, all these become perceived, all these become known, all these are brought to light because of consciousness only. But the consciousness manifests in the mind, and manifest in the thoughts. Thoughts become conscious and sentient. Mind becomes conscious and sentient. There's never a time consciousness is away from the mind. Nothing can be away from consciousness. So the mind is always, mind, inert, material mind becomes conscious, sentient and functional because of the consciousness. And this mind, the conscious mind alone, there's a time the vrittis rise and vrittis resolve. The vrittis rise, vrittis become conscious. And a conscious, sentient vrittis alone through, you know, pervade the sense powers, pervade all the powers and make them conscious and sentient, functional. And through sense powers, again externally also, they pervade the objects and illumine the objects, bring the objects to light. That's why we have to understand the two illuminateds. You make it very clear. Who are the two illuminateds? Relative illuminator and absolute illuminator. It's part of the teaching, let me tell you. This example also I gave many years ago in many one of my Upanishad classes. I'll repeat it today in this context again. Please remember. If there is a dark room, I should take you all to show one dark room in Kailas Ashram in Rishikesh. No window, okay, only stones. The roof is nothing but big stones, granite stones, okay, not polished stones, okay, some rough stones, and side stone, walls are stones, back wall is stones, front are stones, only one entrance alone is there. Except the entrance, everything covered, the whole room is the stones only, stone room, okay. This is a room. And if you don't have a light, something, torches or something, nothing can be seen inside. So dark. And even in bright sunny day, even on bright sunny days, the sun is there, still the room is dark only. Then how to make that room bright? How to illumine that room? The entrance, there's no window. So the entrance of that room, door, you keep a small door only, small window. You have to go by like this, like a temple entrance. And we keep a nice mirror in front of the big mirror you keep. Imagine, it's all imagine, you have to imagine here. Imagine a mirror kept in the bright blazing sun. What happens? The sunlight which falls on the mirror, the mirror reflects the sunlight. That light through that entrance goes inside the room, dark room. The dark room becomes illumined. Even though dark room also is pervaded by the sunlight, sunlight does not enter to the dark room. And here we have, who is the illuminator of the dark room? You can see that sun is already there. Actually, the illuminator of the dark room, the stone made of stones, is the mirror. But mirror by itself cannot become the illuminator of the dark room. If there's no sun, mirror itself will remain covered in darkness. The mirror is dependent on the sunlight for it to have the status of being existent, to come to light, to shine as mirror. And now, this not only the mirror in the presence of the bright sunlight, not only the mirror shines, the mirror says states of being existent, the mirror is capable of being the illuminator of the dark room also. It's all these possibilities because of the blessing of the Surya Bhagavan. Mere presence is the blessing. Sannidhireva ashirvadaha. Sannidhi eva anugraha. Presence is the blessing. Therefore, the relatively you can say the illuminator of the dark room is sun, relative illuminator. Without the mirror, sun cannot illuminate directly. Sun does not, there's no direct connection. But mirror has sannikarsha. Mirror, isn't it? Mirror is capable of reflecting the sunlight. So mirror is the illuminator of the dark room. But mirror by itself cannot become the illuminator of the dark room. Therefore, we said absolutely the illuminator is a sun. Mirror is the relative illuminator. Understand? So the dark room stands for the entirety of the material objective universe, including one's body, sense organs, everything. Mind is like the mirror. And Consciousness is like the sun. Is it clear now? So sun does not directly illumine the dark room. Through the mirror, it illumines. Even though mirror illumines, absolutely the illuminator is the sun only. Without sun, no illumination is possible. In the same way here, mind is the illuminator of the world through its vrittis. A conscious mind through its conscious vrittis, moving through all the five sense powers, pervading the sense powers, through sense powers, it illumines the whole world of fivefold objects. Understand? But for consciousness, mind cannot have the status of being the illuminator of the world, knower of the world. Absolutely, the knower illuminator is Brahma, Atma. That's why Bhagavad Gita said, Indriyani Paranyahu. Sense organs are superior to the external world of objects because external world of objects is dependent on the sense organs to come to light. Indriyebhyo Paramanaha. Mind is superior to sense organs. Manasastu para buddhihi. Buddhehe paratahatu saha. That Atma is superior to the buddhi also. Is it? That's why available for recognition the buddhi guha. That the whole world shines in the light of manifest knowledge. The whole world is knowledge. Therefore, the light has nothing to do with the world, opaque things. But if there's no light, means opaque world of opaque things will lose its status of being existent. The entirety of this objective material universe is dependent on its becoming the known, being the known for its existence. The known world alone has the status of being existent. The unknown world is as good as non-existent. Even though consciousness does not create the world, still the world is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. That is why for the world of fivefold objects to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent, there must be knowledge of the existence of the world. The knowledge of the existence of the world is possible only if there's a knower of the world. And that knower is another than this pure consciousness, which is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole, in which that's why the whole world of plurality, duality, diversity, multiplicity enjoys its existence in the one undivided consciousness. So nirvikalpaha atma is what? Sarvikalpaspadaha. So all differences are mithya, divisions are mithya. Absolutely, there is no division and difference. Relatively, all divisions are there. So everything is mithya. This consciousness, pure knowledge, which is the very existence of the whole jagat, alone is limit of nature of limitlessness, which alone is satyam. It is only satyam. Okay, so sannikarshat, explain sannikarsha now. Sannikarshat, one word took so long. Because of its inseparable, non-distinguishable, immediate closeness. Brahmanaha upalabdhihetuhu manaha antahkaranam. The means of being the manifesting medium is the locus for recognition of Brahman. Okay, then one more reason is given. Avabhasak, avabhasa, atmakatvatucha, antahkaranasya. avabhasa atmakatvat. See, avabhasaha means manifesting. Avabhasa atmakatvam means as mind has the status of being the manifesting medium. As mind is in the form of manifesting medium, due to the mind having the status of being the manifesting medium, due to the mind being the manifesting medium, mind is in the form of the manifesting medium, and due to its inseparable, non-distanceable closeness, sannikarshat, avabhasakatvat, see, panchamyarte, na hetvarte panchami, don't forget this. Bhashyam, you 100% times you will come across fifth case only, because you have to keep on giving the reasons. Reason has to be given after reason. Without reason, you cannot make any statement. One statement is given, you have to give the reason. Why I say what I'm saying. And the reason must be in the fifth case. Sannikarshat, avabhasakatvat, because there's two reasons. Okay? Sannikarshat, avabhasakatvat cha antahkaranasya. Antahkaranasya sannikarshatvat, antahkaranasya avabhasakatvat brahmanaha upalabdhi hetuhu. So due to the inseparable, immediate, non-distanceable closeness, due to its being the manifesting medium, it is the means of recognition of Brahman. It's the locus of recognition of Brahman. Yathach, my God, we're not gone any distance. Okay. Yathach. Let me give an example. Don't think I'm repeating it. This is the traditional typical examples of Shankara Bhagavatpada. Aloka visishtaha, visishta gatadi upalabdhihi. So the word upalabdhihi is trilinga shabdaha. Upalabdhihi sometimes means availability, but here upalabdhihi means understanding, perception, recognition. Okay, so upalabdhihi, ghatadi upalabdhihi, recognition, perception, understanding of opaque things such as pot, etc. Ghatadi upalabdhihi is for only when there is association of the opaque things with the light. Aloka visishta upalabdhihi. Because opaque things remain covered in darkness, if there's no association with the light, then they are non-recognizable. They remain covered in darkness. Evam, in the same way, buddhi pratyaya aloka visishta atma upalabdhihi. See, the opaque things shine in the presence of the light. The light in the presence of opaque things also becomes recognizable. Otherwise, it will not draw the attention. In the same way here, buddhi pratyaya aloka visishta. Okay, what is aloka? The light of consciousness. So, atma upalabdhihi, buddhi pratyaya aloka visishta atma upalabdhihi. So, perception, the recognition of atma is there when it is with the, associated with the buddhi pratyaya, the thought modification. Thought modification, the intellect, and the mind. Upalabdhihi syat asmat उपलब्धि हेतौ गुहायां तस्मात् देयरफॉर गुहायां उपलब्धि हेतौ व्हेन द केव ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट इज अ मीन्स ऑफ मैनिफेस्टिंग means of manifesting medium, being the means of manifestation. Nihitam iti prakrutam eva. It has been already discussed what that guhayam nihitam. Atma is as though hidden in the cave of mind. It has already been discussed. As buddhi being a manifesting medium is the means of recognition of existence of brahman tad vritti sthaniye tu now we come to the next point important point tad vritti sthaniye tu iha punaha tat srishtva tad eva anupravishat iti uchyate now tat srishtva tadevanupravishat. The absolute reality Brahman, having created this universe, entered into the universe. This statement, okay, with this meaning, is said, why? Vrittisthaniye. Please make a note, the word vrittihi does not mean, does not mean cognition or thought. Vrittihi means vartikam. Explanation. So, yo veda nihitam guhayam. That statement alone, the Brahman being available for recognition in the cave of Buddhi, which was already discussed before, okay, which is a mantra, statement of mantra, is given again in the form of explanation. This is the whole, now, Brahmana Upanishad presents the explanation of that mantra, statement in the mantra. Mantra statement is explained by the Upanishadic mantra, Brahmana statement. The prose statement of the Upanishad is the explanation of the statement given by the mantra. Understand? Vritti sthaniyam, vritti means it's now this particular portion, the whole portion, the discussion, the three questions, whether Brahman exists or not, that question, and where Brahman is available, how it is dependent on manifesting medium for it to be recognized. If Brahman has been recognized, it is dependent on the manifesting medium. Only when it is manifest available for recognition, the mind is the only manifesting medium. Only mind, why mind alone is the manifesting medium? Sannikarshat avabhasakatvat. Remember both two things. Because of these reasons, mind is the only manifesting medium. Therefore, only in the mind Brahman is available for recognition. These are Brahman can be recognized. So, this is the, this whole sixth anuvaka is an explanation for the Rig Mantra. The explanation of sixth anuvaka is Brahmana Upanishad Anuvaka, is explanation for that particular statement of the mantra, Mantra Upanishad. Mantra, understand now? Rig Mantra. Especially tadeva tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Especially in the whole sixth anuvaka again, specifically having created Brahman and the creation. This is anupravesha shrutihi, is an vrittihi, explanation is has the position of being the explanation of that mantra statement. Vrittisthaniyam means what? It is in the, it has the position, it has the place of being the explanation of that Rig Mantra. So, iha punaha, again here, That mantra statement alone is explained. So this statement has the place of being the explanation. Tad evam, sorry, tad eva, tadeva idam, tadeva idam, akashadi karanam. That Brahman alone is the cause of this entire universe, beginning from the space. Idam akashadi karanam. Karyam srishtva. That Brahman is the cause of this entirety of the universe. Having created this universe, karyam srishtva means what? Having created this, karyam is universe. Universe. Tad anupravishtam iva. Anupravishtam iva means what? Iva is very important word. As though it has entered. Anupravishtam iva. As though it has entered. That Brahman, which is present as the cause of this entire universe, right from the space, alone having created this universe, as though entered. Where? Antarguhayam. Antaha guhayam. As though entered inside of the cave of intellect. Guhayam buddhau pravishtam iva. So this entry is what? Not real entry. It's only figurative entry. As though guhayam antaha pravishtam iva. Antaha guhayam antaha. Inside of the cave of buddhi, as though it has entered. And there, how does it? Upalabhyate. It is available in the cave of buddhi, the cave of intellect. How? Viseshavat. With a qualification. Viseshaha is qualification. Viseshavan Atma. Not. Atma with the qualification is Viseshavan Atma. As available for recognition with the qualification. What is the qualification? Drashtru. Drashtru Aldrukaranta Shabda. Isn't it? So, Drashta as the seer. Shrotru. Shrota as the hearer. Manta as the thinker. Mantra is manta. Make those words nominative case. Drashtru, shrotru, mantra. Shrota, drashta, shrota, manta. Seer, hearer, thinker. Vignyatru, knower. Vignyata, knower. Iti evam. In this manner, thus, in this manner, iti evam, break it, vignyatrityevam, vignyatrityevam means what? Vignyatru, iti evam. Thus, in this manner, as seer, as hearer, as thinker, as knower, viseshavat, with the qualification, in the cave of buddhi, as though entered, that Brahman is available for recognition with the qualification. Brahman is available for recognition with the qualification, with the attribute. The attributeless Brahman is non-recognizable. Attributeless Brahman is available with the attributes for recognition in the cave of mind. And this being the attributeless Brahman being available for recognition with the attributes in the cave of mind alone is said to be as though entry. So now you remove all the qualifications. Who is the hearer? Atma is not the hearer. But without Atma, no hearing is possible. Therefore, the hearer is Atma. Is Atma the hearer? No, Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness, functionlessness. Atma cannot be the hearer. Atma is not the hearer. Atma is not the thinker. Atma is not anything. But there cannot be thinker, there cannot be hearer, there cannot be seer without the blessing of Atma. What does Atma do to have these qualifications? Nothing. Presence. See, but for the presence of Atma, existence of Atma, Brahman, there's no possibility of mind becoming conscious and sentient and functional. If the mind has become conscious, functional, sentient, there's no way of, since all 10 powers becoming functional. All 10 subtle powers being material products, they cannot be functional, they cannot be sentient, they cannot be inert material products. They become functional, conscious, sentient because the blessing of the conscious mind being backed by. Even when the mind falls asleep for some time, finished, all 10 powers are non-functional. The body is knocked off like a dead body. No perception happens. Immediately the whole world disappears. My God. So the whole world is dependent on the function of all 10 powers. For them, the mind must be functional. Understand now? Therefore, the mind can be functional only because of the blessing of the Atma. It's mere prasannidhi matrena sarvam prakashayati. I love that expression. Swamiji always used to say this. Sannidhi matrena sarvam prakashayati. Right, mere persons. What does this abstract, formless, inexplicably suppressed consciousness do? Nothing. Presence. Presence is blessing. There's no life without it. The life is consciousness. Functions are consciousness. The possibility of becoming conscious, sentient, and functional because of consciousness, blessing of consciousness. That's what anugraha. Understand? We don't need to go and search for anugraha anywhere else. Therefore, who is the knower? Atma is not the knower. Atma is not the thinker. Atma is not the hearer. But the hearer, thinker, knower, everything is Atma. Everything is Atma. So it's Atma alone, attributeless Atma, is available for recognition in the cave of Buddhi with the qualifications as the knower qualification, as a knower, Viseshavan Atma, Viseshavat Upalabhyate, means what? Available for recognition as the one having qualification of being the knower, hearer, thinker, seer, etc. When you say, I am the seer, remove the qualification, I am. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi means attributeless Brahma. I am seer, thinker, comment, but now with attributes, limited individual. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Even though I want to continue, but I have to stop. Sahayeva tasya praveshaha. That is what the entry of Brahman, Brahman's availability in the cave of Buddhi with the qualifications, the knower, thinker, etc. is the entry of the Brahman. Tasmat asti tat karanam Brahma. Therefore, Brahman exists. The cause of the universe, Brahman exists. I'm not saying Brahman is the cause. The cause of the universe, Brahman exists. अतः देयरफॉर अस्तित्वात् अस्ति इत्येव उपलब्धव्यम्, अस्ति इत्येव उपलब्धव्यम्, देयरफॉर इट शुड बी अंडरस्टुड दैट ब्रह्मन् एग्जिस्ट्स्, अस्ति इत्येव उपलब्धव्यम्, उपलब्धव्यम् पोटेंशियल पैसिव पार्टिसिपल, इट शुड बी अंडरस्टुड दैट ब्रह्मन् एग्जिस्ट्स्, अस्ति इत्येव उपलब्धव्यम्, अस्ति इत्येव उपलब्धव्यम् अस्तित्वात् ड्यू टू इट्स एग्जिस्टेंस. वै? Brahman is the very existence of mind, existence of sense organs, existence of organs of actions, existence of pranas, existence of the body, existence of life, existence of everything mobile and immobile, existence of everything that is here. Asti. Understand? Sat Brahma is Satyam Brahma. Sat Brahma is Satyam Brahma. So now, anything you see, there's no aham. The aham is Brahma. Everything else is Brahma. The seer is Brahma. Seeing is Brahma. Seeing is Brahma. Nothing which is not Brahma here. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्.